And I've titled this sermon, Jesus Doesn't Want to Be in Your Life. You say, what in the world do you mean, Pastor Tony? We know often as Seventh-day Adventists, we talk to other people about the importance of asking Jesus to come into your life. But why would Jesus want to be in my life? Just think about it. My life is such an absolute wreck. Why would Jesus want to come into my messy room? I think the better way to think about it is that Jesus is inviting us into His life. I think that's probably the better way to put it. Okay? We're not inviting Jesus into our mess. He is inviting us into His life. And that is what baptism is all about. Let me share with you some verses this morning. From Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5, and then verse 11. Something doesn't seem right here. I think the slide was a little bit too big. Let me just open up my Bible here. Romans chapter 6, and I will begin with verse 3. Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore, when we were baptized, we were buried with Christ and participated in His death. Okay, Paul is talking about baptism. And he's saying that when you're baptized, you die with Jesus. Okay, you're baptized into His death. So, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the wonderful power of the Father, we also can live a new life. Christ died, and we have been united with Him by participating in His death. So we will also be united with Him by rising from the dead. In the same way, you should see yourselves as being dead to the power of sin and alive with God in union with Christ Jesus. Now, Paul here is comparing baptism with participating in the death, in the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. That's what baptism means. Today, when I baptize you, when I dip you under that water, that means that you are dying and being buried with Jesus. But then when I raise you up out of that water, that signifies that you are participating in the resurrection life of Jesus, the brand new life. So baptism has very, very important symbolism. It symbolizes that I am united with Jesus in His death, in His burial, and in His resurrection. Very powerful symbolism. Now, Peter says something very, very interesting about baptism. He compares baptism with the deluge or with the flood. Listen to what Peter says about the meaning of baptism. He's speaking about Jesus here. In the Spirit, Jesus went and preached to the spirits in prison who refused to obey God long ago in the time of Noah, when God was waiting patiently while Noah was building the boat. In this boat, only a few people, that is, eight in all, were saved through water. And that water foreshadows baptism that now saves you. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the promise made to God from a good conscience. And this is because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Now I want you to think about the flood. I want you to think about the flood. Noah and his family got on board that ark, right? And what happened to them? What happened to them when they got on that ark? They were saved. Yes, what were they saved from? From the flood. In other words, when Noah and his family got on board that boat, they were passing from the old creation, because the old world was destroyed by flood, into a new creation. And that's exactly the symbolism that we have according to Paul in baptism. We are passing from the old creation of sin and suffering and death unto God's new creation of eternal joy, happiness, and well-being. All right? The old dies and you become a part of God's new creation. If you remember last week's sermon, we spent a lot of time talking about becoming a part of God's new creation. So baptism is very, very important. Yes, it is symbolism, but it is very important symbolism. The old is dead and buried, and the new has arrived. All of this is embodied in the symbolism of baptism. So I want you to keep these things in mind today during your baptism, okay? Because it's very, very important. Let's see. Have I missed anything else? Let me think. I have got so much on my mind this morning. I think we're okay. We'll hit that. We'll hit that afterwards. Okay. Well, at this time, Daniel, JT, and Scott, and Daniel, if you will go back into the room here, and Malchiah and I are going to use this room, and let's prepare for our baptisms.